Some problems with drones. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. I was talking with Anthony Atlas, Vice President of Product for a company called Ceres Imaging, which uses high-resolution cameras and sophisticated software to analyze a farmer's field for potential problems. I asked him if he used drones to carry his technology, and he had some pretty surprising revelations that I had never heard before.
I think the bigger limitation is that the drones right now can only fly over like hundreds of acres. They can fly tens of minutes, and they need a new battery. You still need somebody line of sight kind of overseeing it. There's a bunch of limitations. We want to fly over 10,000, 100,000 acres, et cetera. And there's also the fact that the drones can't carry a lot. They can't carry scientific grade equipment in a lot of cases. So, you know, a few things factoring in there. The other one is that the drones will just get attacked by a bird. I mean, we've seen drones, you know, you fly by a red hawk or an eagle's nest or something like that, and they will just smash that drone right out of the air. We fly up high. We can fly anywhere 2,000 to, you know, 10,000 feet up in the air and capture it. It's also nice because people see low-flying planes. They think crop dusters. They think, oh, what kind of chemical is getting applied on this field? You get people calling in. None of that with us. I mean, you're not even going to see us. We're up overhead. We capture the imagery, and then we proceed on from there.
Anthony insisted that it was true, but I have never heard of a bird taking out a drone.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.